I'm Vicky Merrick, up now the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth visits the West Tisbury Winter Farmers Market on Martha's Vineyard and learns about an all-local hot dog.
If you were going to pick one food that's least associated with the local food movement, it might be the hot dog. The National Hot Dog and Sausage Council estimates that Americans eat about 20 billion hot dogs every year. And most of these are full of things like mechanically separated turkey, corn syrup, and sodium nitrites. I'd never even heard of a hot dog made with local meat until the other day, when I met John Previant of the Farm Institute. The Institute is a vineyard nonprofit dedicated to teaching people about sustainable agriculture, and they raise pastured cows, pigs, sheep, and poultry. 2 years ago, they started making some of their beef into hot dogs.
Cattle are all grass-fed. We make the hot dogs out of pure beef, no added fillers or anything, and our own spice pack that's added. We also add some maple syrup for a sweetener, and we usually use celery salt rather than nitrites and nitrates.
Nitrites and nitrates have gotten a lot of attention recently as something you don't want to eat, after a study suggested they cause cancer. Whether or not this is true is up for debate. But Previant says he doesn't think adding commercially produced sodium nitrite to hot dogs is necessary. He and other small producers use celery salt, which is a natural source of nitrates.
We don't seem to see any change except the color of the hot dogs. The commercial hot dogs are usually kind of bright reddish or a dull red, and ours tend to look more like something a little, more of a grayscale because we don't add any artificial coloring.
And what's the taste like?
They taste like a hamburger with a little maple syrup and some spices, and they're really good. And we get them both skinned and skinless, depending upon what we have. We sell them to one of the local food stores here, a takeout place that does a great business in them in a sandwich. And then we use them internally in all of our events at the Farm Institute. And we also go ahead and we eat them a lot ourselves.
And what's the texture like?
Well, the texture all depends upon how aggressive a grind you ask the butcher to do. And we don't make any special requests that way. So I would say it's probably more finely ground than coarse ground.
The texture isn't quite like a traditional hot dog, because the local dogs don't have filler, a smooth paste made out of cooked starch like corn or wheat.
It's not nearly as mushy, okay? Like commercial hot dogs, they tend to have so much filler in them that the actual meat-filler combination, I think, is a little bit like chewing soft dough or something sometimes. This is a little more like, oh, I'm chewing something, okay?
And what do you use for the skin?
We use either natural, lamb casings, and I think on occasion had pork casings, but my understanding is that right now we're using lamb casings.
I asked Previant where the Farm Institute got the idea to make their own hot dogs, and he said there's actually another all-local dog on the island.
We stole the idea from our good friend Alan Healy, who operates Mermaid Farm, and he was the one who helped us get set up with it. And it was a great suggestion on his part. We don't have any trouble selling whatever we order. It's been pretty good.
John Previant and the Farm Institute and the vendors at Mermaid Farm both have booths set up every 2 weeks at the Indoor Winter Farmers Market in West Tisbury. You can learn more about that market and see a list of the ingredients in most hot dogs on our website at capeandislands.org. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Also online, you can find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. That's at capeandislands.org. This show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.